It is 8:41.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. On National Manufacturing Day in October, more than 300 students visited Ventura County businesses for a firsthand look at rewarding jobs in high-tech manufacturing. Two of the manufacturers who opened their doors to students are with us today. Vic Anselmo, CEO and owner of Applied Powder Coat in Oxnard and chair of the Manufacturing Committee of the Ventura Workforce Development Board is here. Patrick Grimes, too, Director of Business Development and Applications Engineering Strategic Automation Programs for Dynamic Automation in Simi Valley. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good morning.
Great to have you in here today. Thank you very much for coming by News Talk 1590 KVTA. Vic, let's start off with you. Manufacturing Day represents a nationwide business-driven effort to help people understand what's real in the world of modern manufacturing. Why is that so important for our economy?
Well, the reality of today's modern manufacturing is that while the U.S. is still the largest manufacturing economy in the world, there are 600,000 unfilled manufacturing positions. It's estimated that there will be a need for 10 million by 2020. So there's this huge gap. A lot of the current employees are in their 50s and 60s, and they'll be aging out of the workforce. We need to have a pipeline there to replace them. And these positions are very well, high-paying positions, so the impact to the economy is great.
And we've talked about this before, that when people think of manufacturing, they have something in their head as to what that actually is. Do you think that plays a little bit in people looking at it as a career opportunity?
Yeah, that's one of our hurdles that we have. We have to show, especially the youth and the young adults, that the positions that we're talking about are no longer these dumb, dirty, dangerous positions, in manufacturing. It's very high-tech, very clean, very safe environments, and the pay is very, very high.
Which is interesting, because sometimes people think, oh, I'm stamping license plates or something, right? I'm manufacturing.
Exactly.
But far, far, far from the truth. Patrick, when you open the doors to dynamic automation, what did the students see, and what was their reaction? So what did you show them, and how did they react to that to you?
Sure. So what we do at Dynamic is we do custom-designed, one-of-a-kind machinery to automate the manufacturing of products in about a half dozen or so industries. So they get to experience firsthand how fascinating and cool the world of high-tech automated manufacturing is, which the results are apparent immediately. Their eyes get bigger when they see lasers cutting and ablating things, rocket parts for space travel, how we improve lives and sometimes save them, the medical devices we make, catheters that go up into the heart and ablate irregular nerves and fix heartbeats, and massive robots that are two or three times their size assembling motors for electric cars that haven't even hit the market yet. So the reaction is very rewarding. They're interested and inspired, and I think it really motivates them to their careers.
I think I'm going to stop by. That's awesome. You're going into that. That's amazing. From medical issues and going to space and all that stuff. Jeez. When are you open? I got to stop by and check this
anytime,
out.
Anytime. Come on.
Anytime I can come by. That's so kind of you. That's nice. So, again, they were absolutely thrilled and probably shocked to see what you guys are working on.
Absolutely. I think that one of the best things is that we have such a diversity of different specialized people required. And so that there's a huge background, whether that they're mechanically assembling the machines or they're designing them in theoretical sense from mechanicals to electrical guys, they're all there. And they get to see just how darn cool the products themselves that are coming out on the market in the future and the machines are and the automation is that make them.
That's awesome. Can I play with a laser?
No.
Okay. Well, at least I asked. At least I asked. Tell us about the student experience at Applied Powder Coat.
Well, Applied Powder Coat, we're in the business of metal finishing, and the powder coating process is an environmentally safe alternative to the liquid coating process for metals. So when the kids came into our shop, we showed them how we prep the materials, how we spray the coatings, and show them what the finished goods look like. And car rims, patio furniture, welded steel frames. Some of Patrick's frames were actually in our shop. A lot of lighting fixtures, stuff like that were in our shop, and the kids, their eyes pop when they see this stuff, and their smiles and excitement of watching things being transformed from one state to another is really kind of a cool thing.
And a different world, as you spoke on the environmental friendly now, because before spraying in the air out any which way, you know, people did things without tents, without masks, without anything, and the actual product was different too.
That's correct.
So it is it's so many different things as we go through this production. How can someone prepare for an entry-level job in manufacturing? What skills are needed, and where can you get them, Patrick?
Well, like I was saying, there's a huge diversity of very specialized individuals required in the high-tech product manufacturing world. And so throughout the high school tours, I try and make it a point to highlight all the various skills needed. For design engineers, the ones that invent, conceive of these designs that don't exist and they're one of a kind, obviously mechanical engineering is a big focus for them. And so obviously heading to engineering school. But you can really set yourself apart and ahead by getting some 3D modeling experience, a little bit different than the 2D traditional drafting that people think about when they do it by hand. This is a 3D world. Everything we do, we sculpt in 3D. We see it in 3D. The customers experience it, and we can rotate it, model it, put humans in there, and see how the interactions happen. So we can even do simulations to see how the machines are going to work. Either whether you're a mechanical-focused guy, electrical-focused guy, or programmer, right now, whether you're in high school, community college, or university, I recommend seeking out mechatronics, robotics, or better yet, PLCs. Programming is a very interesting background and a very interesting skill set. But the type of programming we do in manufacturing isn't just programming on a PC where you write a program that you can see in a screen and you interact with a keyboard and a mouse. Our programs are loaded into microcontrollers, PLCs, and robots that have inputs that see and feel the reality, the same reality that we see and feel with sensors and cameras and monitors. And then they have actuators with outputs that have motors that heat and cool things and move things and cut things and ablate things and do all kinds of cool stuff. And then the programming is really how do you tell this thing how to think, how to interact, how to behave in the real world, the same world that we live in. And so, unlike normal programming, getting into these robotics and mechatronics courses that are available in some of the more specialized programs at some high schools and various community colleges, those things will really set you apart.
Now, you just hit the point I wanted to get to. Are the junior colleges, community colleges, are the high schools, by and large, adapting to this? Because so many people think of a traditional going to university, going to college. Nobody thinks of studying in this area. So are the schools generally helping out with this?
They definitely are. Ventura College is involved pretty heavily. I know there's a lot of push with the other community colleges. There's programs, you know, Simi Valley, even down through the high school levels as well. It's big splash right now. Yeah, they're pushing hard to get students and get people to enroll.
Because so many kids, and you know, I have young kids. I'm kind of an old daddy, and I don't want to do that. But when they see things like this, suddenly they're like, "Whoa, this is great!" But a lot of them don't know this is available. So when we talk about other companies opening up their doors and getting students in there and letting them see what's up, what would you say to recommend to other businesses to allow students to come in and kick the tires, check out what they're doing?
Well, I recommend that the businesses, first of all, join the manufacturing roundtable we have here in Ventura County. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. I mean, how many times have you had applicants that don't have the skills you need? And we actually have meetings where we get to meet with local superintendents and educators of high schools and community colleges and tell them, what are the skills that we need? And they build specialized programs for that meet the relevant local needs in the community. So that's what I recommend. From the school's perspective and from the student's perspective, how many times do you hear from a high school or a community college or university student they do not know what they want to do with their lives? And they're often floundering for years, and they don't go to college at all sometimes because of that, and they're afraid to spend too much money before they know that. Well, they don't really have the opportunity to experience these things, and it takes employers like us to invest in them. And when they see what they can possibly do, It gives them the opportunity. It's a gift, giving tours to the students, speaking at schools, job shadowing. I think that those are all critical to investing in your own community. And it interests them, and they're inspired, and you can see it right away. They're motivated. They see the relevance in their academic pursuits now, and it gives them insight into a great, perhaps well-paid and rewarding industries that they might have not otherwise known about. And one of those is manufacturing, where it's very often that parents are not aware of it. It's very high paid, and it's a growth industry where there's going to be a lot of availability here in the upcoming years.
That's great. And the other thing is, what are the five words mom doesn't want to hear? Mom, I'm changing my major. 2 years into school. Really? Okay, let's look into that. And if they get into something like this, highly productive, and it sounds like a quick step into a career where you can start working and continue your education. So this is a great opportunity. If you'd like more information about the work of the Manufacturing Committee, visit the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. That's where you go for more information. Anything you'd like to say to get the folks to
get involved? I really think the push is to get the local businesses to really open their doors, like we were just talking about. I mean, it's smart business for us to get the kids to come in and get exposure. They're going to be our employees in 10 years.
And for anybody who remembers the movie The Graduate, what was the one word that was said to Benjamin? Plastics. That was the one word. So if you could give one word to a student today that would motivate them and direct them into a business, what would it be? What would be the thing to get the interest going? There's got to be something.
Technology. Yeah.
Just straight technology. Up technology. Technology. So the whole STEM concept.
Yep.
Of
STEM,
science, technology, electronics, and mathematics. That's the ticket.
Yes, it is.
Gentlemen,
yep.
Thank you very much for coming in. Incredible topic, great interest to folks out there who have kids who want to motivate them to get into the workforce. Workforce Development Board website, once again, workforceventuracounty.org. That's workforceventuracounty.org. Thanks a lot for spending
time
with your morning.
Appreciate
really
it, Tom.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, the KVTA News headlines.